Hey, this podcast is not kid friendly. So if you don't want your kid to hear about sex and the word shit and all that other stuff, you should probably get them out of the room right now.
Everybody has a secret.
This is Beyond the Secret, an anonymous podcast where I uncover the truth behind people's deepest secrets. My name is Ace Fanning, and I want to know,
what's your secret?
Welcome back to another week of Beyond the Secret. Let's talk about it. A lot of people didn't love last week's episode. They said that it was hard for them to track who was who and yada, yada, yada. And apparently, at some point, I have given off the impression that, you know, your buddy Ace, he is somebody who loves constructive criticism. And let me tell you a little something about your buddy Ace. He does not like constructive criticism. It just makes him cry. And so I don't know exactly what I've been putting out into the world to make you believe this, but I promise you, you're wrong. I don't love it. I don't look for it. I don't ever ask for it. The few times that I have asked for feedback on something, I instantly regret it and run and hide. But whatever. If some of you didn't like last week, that's okay. Hopefully you're going to like this week. But I'll be honest with you, there's a part of me that is nervous about putting out this episode because, again, it's something new. And with this podcast, it's hard for me because I want to make sure I'm always switching it up. But it's a once a week thing. So sometimes I feel like if I put something new out there and you don't like it, I've just lost the week. And so, yeah, if you're not in the Facebook group, I asked you guys for what kind of episode you'd want to hear this week. I told you that I was deciding between three different episodes that I was going to put out. And I told you that one was a sad story. One was like a sex slash funny story, and the other was a mystery. And overall, almost everyone wanted to hear a mystery. But this isn't a secrets and scandals episode like I've done in the past. This is a secret slash mystery that was submitted by a listener. And I love it. But again, I loved last week's episode. You guys were like, sorry, Ace, you really missed the ball on that one, buddy. So hopefully you fucking like this one because I don't even know what I'll do. But yeah, so this week's secret is a mystery, and I should put out a warning, a disclosure, that in true Ace fashion and in true Ace reporting, I just speculate and I make up stories and I exaggerate things. And if you're coming here for hard-hitting news and reputable journalism, you're in the wrong place, baby. This is strictly a place for gossip. Which hopefully that's all you really care to hear anyways. So, without further ado, an episode I hope you love, but I'm not putting any money on it. This week's episode is called The Pilot. I think a really good place to start with this story is you at like the age that you were in the relationship and kind of how you viewed your uncle during that time.
So I was in fifth grade when it happened. Yeah, it was the summer before my sixth grade year. And to me, like, I remember we were in Winnemucca, Nevada when we got the call because my brothers were wrestling at some big tournament. And I remember like waking up and my mom was just like bawling. And I was like, ran in and I was like, oh my gosh, like, what's wrong? And she's like, well, he died. And I thought she was talking about my little brother because he wasn't with us. So I was like, oh my gosh, he died. So he was staying with an aunt. And she was like, no, your uncle was in a plane crash and he died. And I actually remember feeling like relieved a little bit like almost like I'm glad it's my little brother, but also like he was just kind of an asshole, to be honest.
And in like, fifth grade, you knew that.
Yeah, like he was just like he was just kind of a creep. Like me and my sister were talking about it, and she was like, "Yeah, like do you remember? Like he called her like the weirdest names," and she was like, "It was really like she always gave her the creeps." And then one time, like when I was probably like 5 or 6, he left me in the mall by myself because we were like all together as like a big family, and I was supposed to stay with him because he has a daughter that was my age. And so my mom's like, stay with him. We're going to go. And it was like during Christmas time. So the mall was like packed, and he was buying all of his kids like a cookie from like the little cheapo cookie stands there. And I was like, oh, like I want the sugar cookie. And he's like, oh, actually your mom has a cookie for you. Go find her. Which was like, my mom had left like 20 minutes before that. And like, she didn't have a cookie for me. So then I like get lost in the mall and I'm like hysterically bawling and some lady finds me. But that's just like, he just was like, he was an asshole. Like that's the only way, like, I don't even know what his deal was.
So let me ask you this. Cause like I have 15 nieces and nephews, and I would say, you know, I see them pretty much weekly, every other week, but I know a lot of people, their relationship with their aunts and uncles is like once a year, once a month. Like how often were you seeing your aunt, uncle, and cousins?
It wasn't very often because he actually moved to like Washington and then to Oregon. But like I would go out with my grandparents once a year to them to just hang out with my cousin that was my age. And they would at least come like twice a year because like we have a cabin and like every year like we do like a big family thing and I'll go to the cabin. Mm-hmm. So not as much as I see my other aunts and uncles, but
enough that you remember them and enough that like you've had...
Not that I have like very vivid memories of him.
Yeah. So what about your aunt? What kind of person was she?
Oh, my aunt. I love her. People say I look like her, but then I kind of get bugs. I'm like, don't say that I'm like her, whatever you do. Because she just always like her and my mom were always really close. But she's one of those like she just falls for crap dudes. She got married to the same guy twice, almost 3 times before she married my uncle.
She like, almost married like, the same guy 3 times?
3 times. And my mom said he was like horrible, like just like a nasty guy. And like,
you never met him?
No, this was before like I was even born.
Okay.
I think my mom was still in high school when she was a senior, she lived with my aunt. Right after one of her first divorce. Okay. And then she was like sneaking out on my mom to go hang out with the guy that she just got divorced from. My mom's like, I'm in high school. I really don't care. But she just would get like obsessed with people that looked like actors. Like it didn't matter what kind of personality they had. If they looked like that person, she'd just become like infatuated with them.
That is a really weird trait. That's like the
right.
Oh my god, you look like Danny DeVito.
Yes. Yeah, and so this guy, he looked like Tommy Shaw, I guess, which I'm like young. I think he's some like was like a rock band guy or so. I don't even know who he is. I'm too young, I think, but she was obsessed with this guy and that's who he kind of looked like. So then she met my uncle, but she just always had like even the guy she's married to now, I think is kind of a dick.
So
that's just her. She's just kind of that needy, but also just kind of likes to be treated like crap, I guess. I don't know.
Kind of a mess.
Yeah, she's a hot mess.
And so you have the cousin who is your age. Did she have kids with the guy that she had married twice before or no?
No, she never had kids. All of her kids are with my uncle that died.
Okay. And what about your cousins? What are they like?
So the cousin that's my age, she's the oldest, and she is a wreck pretty much.
Do you remember really... her being as a kid or just?
Yes. Okay. She was always very dramatic as a child and just always like, we always had to make sure that we were like complimenting her and like giving her lots of attention. Like I remember like, cause we were the same age. So like we'd buy like matching outfits when we'd be together and everybody had to tell her how beautiful she looked. And like, if you didn't, then she would throw like a tantrum and like lose her mind. her and her dad's relationship was crap. Like, he was kind of mean to her and they just didn't get along very well, I don't think. But like nowadays, like she posts like every year on the day that he died, like a big, like, I loved him, I miss him so much. She's very damaged from it, I think.
And so you were in fifth grade going into sixth grade, same with her. Yeah. And then there were other cousins too.
Yeah. So then she had two brothers and one of them, so he's 3 years younger than us. And then her youngest brother actually turned four, I think, like 4 days after it happened.
Oh God, that's sad.
Yeah. So, and like, so the younger brother, like he's been with the stepdad now longer than he was ever with his real dad.
Yeah.
So I think it affects him the least.
Okay.
But the middle son, so I think that he really struggled letting the stepdad be the stepdad, if that makes sense. Like that father-son relationship.
Yeah.
But I think that he seems like the boys are both really like normal and I think they've coped with it. But my cousin that's my age, she just hasn't, I don't think.
Walk me through some of the things that were going on with your uncle leading up to all of this.
So leading up to it, do you want like the backstory? Like, cause I mean, he crashed like an F-16 before, like a couple months before he met my aunt. And then within like 3 months they were married.
Do people often live through a plane crash?
So he ejected himself. If you like Google his name, like it's the first thing that comes up was like the military's report on it.
Yeah.
And basically he just kind of like got disoriented and ejected himself and it crashed and like he was hurt, but he lived and was fine other than some other things. So there's like a huge investigation going on at the time he met my aunt out like what happened.
I know you said that when we were talking, a lot of your family doesn't even talk about this anymore, but like, was that ever, do you remember that ever being talked about? Like, was it a weird circumstances? I mean,
I don't remember. Yeah. Like, no, it was never talked about until after he died. Like I had no idea. I'm like my mom's best friend. And so she like tells, like would confide in me even then as like a young, I was like a little girl and she liked to talk stuff through with me. But like, yeah, so that never even came up. I didn't know that until after. Like, I think my family knew, but they were like, oh, like, whoops.
they crashed the plane. I feel like without the perspective of a second plane crash, that just seems like, wow, what a miracle. He crashed a plane and he lived. And
yeah,
okay, I could see how that could just kind of be.
Yeah. And so he was like under investigation when my aunt met him. And was like, I think he was struggling a lot with like depression and that kind of thing. And like, my mom said that like, my aunt was like really hesitant about marrying him, but like, he was very controlling and persistent. And so like, I mean, 3 months later they were married. And then it was like almost a year exactly from the date of his plane crash that my cousin was born.
Did you find out what they discovered from the investigation? Did they just say it was?
Yeah. So they kind of just, I think they just ruled it as like he freaked out, mm-hmm. but so they still allowed him to fly, but they like moved. That's when they moved him to Washington where they were like, we don't trust you to fly like our fighter jets or whatever, but we'll trust you with our cargo. So he was like flying military cargo. And actually he had another total freak out. And it was like right around the time his second kid was born that this happened. While he was flying one of the cargo planes, like he had like a freak out, but there was like another pilot there who kind of just like took over. And that's right around the time where like the OCD thing started happening, where he would freak out over receipts and he started walking backwards because he thought that receipts were falling off of him and people were going to take them and steal his identity. My mom remembers going to like help my aunt because she was super pregnant and she was like, they went and bought something and he lost his mind because they couldn't find the receipt and was like so mad about it and just so distraught. And then just right after that is when the whole cargo plane freak out happened.
So he was walking backwards.
Yeah, he would just walk backwards because he thought that they were just falling out of his pockets. And he actually got admitted after the cargo thing. They admitted him into a hospital because they were like, you need to, like, something's not right here.
I'm really stuck on this. Like, I'm just like, let's think of another solution. Like, why don't we get a envelope that we always put the receipts in or something?
No,
like,
yeah. Right?
And like, after he would go shopping, he would walk backwards, or he just spent a majority of his time walking backwards?
I think that he would just, if they were out and like he got something, and then like if they were at the mall or at the grocery store, then he would put it in his pocket and then freak out that it was like going to fall out. So he just, but I'm like, in my mind, that doesn't make any sense, because it could still fall out of your back pocket.
Did you ever get to witness the walking backwards?
I didn't, because that's when they were in Washington and I was younger. So okay. I don't think I even went with her to Washington.
I don't know why I'm so stuck on the walking backwards, but
it's just bizarre. Really, like, it's bizarre.
Here's the thing that's like so crazy to me is a plane is a big thing. You know, it's not like a bicycle. A plane can do a lot of damage, even if they were like, oh, we're just going to let you do the cargo. Yeah. Like, I just think if he crashed a plane and you felt like he freaked out flying the fighter pilot or the fighter jet or whatever the fuck it's called, I don't know if I would want him flying any plane.
Yeah.
Because if he has a freak out, how do we know he's not going to have a freak out over some suburban neighborhood and crash into like homes and kill people?
Yeah. And that's why I asked my mom, I'm like, they didn't just like straight up take away his license. Like, she's like, no, they didn't want to like punish it. I don't even know. But like the military, they're like, oh yeah, it's happens all the time, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, God, but like, that makes me scared to fly.
Well, what's weird is like, because I said, if you search his name, that pops up, but then it just is like in a list of all the other like plane crashes that like have to do with like the military, which was kind of like, oh freak. That's, and it was just like F-16s, like just like a whole list of like plane crashes related to F-16s.
Do you know more about the cargo plane freak out, or was it just he had a freak out and the other pilot took over?
Yeah, that's all we really know about that, because I don't think he even really like told family. I think it was more of like my aunt said it, because right after that, I mean, because after that they were like, hey, yeah, we're just gonna like give you like a medical release from the Air Force, and like you're just kind of done. But they still didn't take away like his pilot's license. So then they moved to Oregon, and that's when he started flying. Like, he just fly for fun, and then people started asking him to do lessons. And so that's actually what he was doing when that plane crashed.
Okay.
Is teaching.
Now, and I'm sure you don't even know this, but I have to ask it, like, is there people who regulate this kind of shit? Like, it seems like pilot lessons aren't something you can just be like done in the backwoods. Like.
Yeah. No. So apparently like you were supposed to take there's like a flight school test or something. And he was a really intelligent guy. And so he knew, like, he was very intelligent, but my mom said that like he was really manipulative too, but he just lied on the test. Like, he lied about being on like anxiety medication. He said that he'd never ever been depressed before. Basically, he just lied on the whole test. And I don't know how like you don't see that.
Doesn't it make you so?
Or how my aunt like, didn't know.
Yeah. Like, I feel like I'd be like, hey, you've had one crash, a big freak out. Gotten released. Yes. I'd be like, you know, why don't we think about fishing or
yes, right? That's why I was like
something.
Like, she had to have known. I mean, unless she like knew nothing about like what is required to be a flight instructor. I mean, like being on lots of medication and having several like episodes of that sort, I don't feel like she should have let him even been doing it in the first place.
I don't mean to make fun, but I'm like, could you imagine you're showing up and you're like, oh, my 18-year-old son really wants to do some flying lessons. And the instructor's like, great, no problem. They're walking out and he's having to walk backwards because he's worried about losing.
Yeah, no. Paperwork. Like,
I'd be like, maybe not.
Yeah, he got away with it somehow to this point.
So walk me through then what happened during the crash.
So he had it was a 19-year-old male and a 20-year-old female, and she was just like riding along with them. And he was teaching that kid how to fly. And this was like the kid's like third lesson or so. And so he was in the pilot seat. My uncle was in the passenger seat, but like you still like there's you still can fly from the passenger side, mm-hmm. which comes into play later. But so they were flying and he took him to a landing that it's like one of the hardest landings in like all of Oregon. And so he really shouldn't have like he told one of his other
students
that he would never take her there, even though like she was like way farther into it than this kid, but he told her that he would never take her there because it's way too hard of a landing. People were like watching, and what happened is they like touched down and then all of a sudden the plane shot back like straight up into the sky and then just flipped and nosedived into the runway. So and it was right on my uncle's side, so he died immediately on impact. And the other kid died. His wife that was in the back, she was asleep, but she lived. But she was asleep through the whole thing.
What the fuck? Like, why are you in the plane sleeping?
It's bizarre. It was a bizarre
story. Really weird.
Yes.
I feel like there's something, I mean, I know that there's a lot more you're going to unfold, but I'm like, that to me is like the weirdest part so far.
That she was asleep?
Yes, I think if it's my husband's in her case, her husband's only his third time flying, I'm not going to be all comfortable enough to be like, perfect, let's take a little nap. Oh my God.
Yeah, right?
Okay, so, and then she survived a nosedive plane crash.
Yes, she survived, and I think she was in the hospital and had some like pretty extensive injuries. It was in like critical condition for a while, but I mean, she lived. And I've actually tried to look her up before and I can't find her.
God.
Probably has a new last name at this point.
Well, yeah, for sure. Okay. So then she lives. What goes on after the crash?
I mean, like right from the start, my mom flew out there and was like, just kind of like helping, like take on like the tasks. My mom, like the first thing that happened was my mom was cleaning my aunt's closet. And it was like this huge, like walk-in closet. Like they were, like they had pretty good money from whatever job he was doing when he wasn't flying. Mm-hmm. So she walks in and she's like vacuuming or something. And then like she turns around and there's just this random poker chip in the middle of the floor. And she like picks it up and she's like, what the freak? Like that wasn't there just like 2 seconds ago. And like she like tells my aunt to like come here and she's like, what is this? My aunt kind of like breaks down. And then like, then all this comes out about how my uncle went to Las Vegas 3 or 4 months before the accident with his mom. And like the mom to this day refuses to tell my aunt like what happened in Vegas, but he had a like horrible gambling addiction. A couple months after he died, my aunt ended up having to pay off a loan shark from his gambling debt. That was like one of the first things is like all this stuff came out about his like gambling addictions. And then my grandpa and my grandma got there and my grandpa like pulled my mom aside and was like, this is like really weird. But like a couple months ago we were golfing and he was like, hey, listen, if anything ever happens to me, your daughter is set for life. And my grandpa was like, what? Okay. And then like, he like brought it up several more times during that whole like golfing trip. Like if anything ever happens to me, just know she's taken care of. Then my mom was with my aunt and all of a sudden she like comes running in and she's like, I just got a call. And apparently he had within like 6 months before the accident had pulled out, like got a new life insurance plan that she didn't know about. So he had two. So he had one that she knew about and one that she didn't know about. So after like everything happened, she ended up getting like $1,100,000 from, so like $1 million from one life insurance plan and like $100,000 from the other life insurance plan. So it's just weird that like he told my grandpa that and then literally had like a secret life insurance plan to take care of her when he was gone.
I want to go back for a second. So he goes to Vegas with his mom?
Yes, his mom, which is so like who goes to Vegas with their mom?
Well, I mean,
just yes, those two.
That is very weird, but also at the same time, something I can see. I mean, there's weird people in the world, like a very weird son and mom going to Vegas together and like maybe they go and sit at play slots. Like I watch a 90 Day Fiance and like Colt and Larissa, like I could see them going, they live in Vegas, but I could see them having a night out on the town playing slots. But like what's crazy to me is that something big happened there while he's with his mom that she's not willing to talk about.
And what's really weird, okay, I don't know, like, how much you know about, like, the LDS church. Mm-hmm. They were LDS, and he, while he was there, he lost all of his garments and temple clothes, supposedly. They were, like, in a separate bag, and they just never came back with him. And she, like, asked him about it, and he was like, oh, like, they just got lost. Like, we don't know where they are. And, like, that was really weird to her, because those are really important things to a member of the church. And then for him to just be like, yeah, it's fine. Like, they're gone. I don't know.
I think the part that's, like, really weirding me out about all of this is that, like, his mom is there.
Yeah.
Brother.
And she won't tell.
Yeah. Like, brother, I can understand. Like, your best friend, I understand. But, like, your mom came and something really big happened. Like, you know,
she won't tell.
My mind goes to either, like, a bunch of hookers, but I'm like, I hope you wouldn't do that with your mom around. Or, like, meeting up, like you said, like, with the loan sharks or whatever. Like, I don't know. I just, the it's mom just, is like the weirdest part of that whole thing. I get so fixated on this stupidest
thing. No, it's not stupid, because it is weird. Like it'd be one thing if, like, he went to Vegas on his own and did stuff. But, like, the fact is, and that she still will not tell to this day what happened. It's like, he's not here. Just tell us.
Let me ask you this, and you might not know this, but what is his family like? I mean, I hear this about mom, but, like, do you know details about them?
So I met the grandma just a couple times. His dad was from India, and his mom was Caucasian, and they got married. And they're actually separated now, and I think both of them are remarried. But, sorry, my cousin has contact with his mom and sees her a lot. I don't know for sure what her morals or anything like that are.
Did he grow up LDS?
No. So he actually got baptized when he started dating my aunt.
Okay. So are you guys LDS?
Yes.
Okay.
So they found out about the life insurance. And then, so like I said, my cousin's birthday was like 4 days later. And he had went and bought and wrapped a present for him and had it in his closet, which my aunt said was like very, very, very out of character for him to like take, like, first of all, that kind of preparation. And second of all, to have it like wrapped, prepped, ready to go, even bought in the first place. Usually like my aunt would do all the buying of the presents. So it was like really weird that he had done that.
Yeah.
And then
I'm someone like my wife wraps presents, but we are like last minute present wrappers. Like,
yeah, no, it was wrapped ahead of time and set aside in the closet, like waiting. I remember the birthday party, like everybody was really emotional because we had it. It was like a Chuck E. Cheese or something. And I mean, the 4-year-old, he doesn't like really know why his dad's not there, but he opened the present from him and everybody was really emotional. But at this point, like, we still just didn't really know what happened in the wreck. So it's like just a coincidence. Mm-hmm. So then I guess also they were cleaning, cause my mom just kind of helped her like clean out the house, I guess. And they found in his desk, in his office, a letter to my cousin with like her name on it and everything. Basically, like, just telling her, like, how much he loved her and how he's really sorry that the relationship was never that good and that kind of thing, which is also really weird. Like, I write weird letters to my kids for in the future, but not like that. Like, just like, oh, I'm so proud of you at this point in your life. Like, here's this for in the future.
Yeah, like a memory. But, like,
yeah.
Today you won Student of the Month and it was great.
Yeah, yeah. But, like, just out of character stuff like that for him to do. So then when they were doing the investigation, the only way he could get his life insurance, the policy back, is if he wasn't flying a plane. So like the only reason he got his insurance back was because he was in the passenger seat. But like my aunt could never come out and like say this because, I mean, obviously she was like, I kind of like need the money.
Yeah.
But he apparently flew from the passenger side frequently in the insurance policy, like in to the insurance people, they're like, oh, he wasn't flying. He was in the passenger seat. So he's good. But like, he still technically could have been flying, but because the girl was asleep and couldn't say who was flying or who wasn't flying, she ended up getting it, which is just kind of creepy because he always flew from that side. So it still could have been his fault. And then just like the whole fact that it like crashed directly on his side and killed him on impact.
Oh my God. I feel like it's so clearly obvious this is a suicide, but
yeah,
the fact that number one, I mean, it's a suicide, but also it's technically a homicide.
Yeah. Cause he killed the other guy too. And it's just like the whole fact that he took that kid on the runway in the first place. Like the girl came out and was like, he straight up said, like, he would never take a student on that runway because it's so difficult. But it's just like all the little things that add up that it's like, it just doesn't sound normal. Like just like an accident.
No, not at all. And I think, you know, here's the thing. People commit suicide all the time, and it's a very, very sad thing. And it's something that I feel very passionate talking about.
Uh-huh.
But the suicide, I mean, I think me and everyone listening to this right now is going to agree it's a suicide. But I think the really fucked up part about this is the homicide aspect of this.
Yeah, like why that kid?
His wife said that she was just asleep the whole time.
I don't know if she was asleep the whole time, but she was asleep for the end of it. So she couldn't ever verify who was driving the plane at the end when they decided to go to that runway. Like she doesn't know why they went to that runway. So obviously she was asleep through that conversation. He had told my aunt that this kid was like a really good pilot, but still like wouldn't have taken him to this runway just because he's a good pilot, his third lesson.
You said there were people on the ground watching, correct?
Yeah, just like the flight tower people.
Do those people, like, could they see people like panicking inside, or can you not really see the pilot and stuff?
I think they're a little bit farther away, but also like the radio, like you never heard anything like if there was like radio communication or anything because, like that.
Let me tell you my theory. Let me tell you where my brain's going right now. What if, and again, the reason I'm so stuck on her sleeping is because what if in some, again, I know that this is such a stretch, but like what if he had, you know, brought water bottles and in the water he had drugged them?
Right. It's just, because why would you sleep? Like the last thing I want to do when I'm in a single pilot plane is sleep. Like,
you know, and he probably thought, well, they'll be asleep in the thing. So I'm in the passenger seat. They're asleep. I can just crash this and all three of us will die. I don't think he accounted on her dying.
Living.
But that's why I'm like so interested in her account of events. Like,
and like she tried, I think she tried to like fight it too, that my aunt shouldn't get the life insurance because, I mean, he was on tons of medication for his anxiety and depression, and he shouldn't have been flying in the first place, let alone teaching. It was just like a crap situation. And I don't know if they ended up just being like, well, we don't want to screw up two families. Let's just settle. Cause I think that the wife did settle of the student.
So she got like some money as well.
Yeah, she got some money too. But I mean, my aunt walked away a millionaire.
What the which is, fuck?
Yeah.
What do you, crazy. I mean, do you, again, this is all speculative. Like we're not actual investigators and we're not reporters. We just like to make shit up.
Yeah.
What do you think?
The more that I like think about it, like I seriously, like I think about it all the time. And like, I don't know why I like fixate on the story so much because maybe because I was just like young and, but I really think that it was on purpose really because of every, and like him and my aunt got in a huge fight right before, cause she didn't want him to go do this lesson that night. And it was like at like 8:30 at night that the crash was. And so she was like pissed and didn't want him to go, which also sucks. Cause then to like have him die in their last communication was like a big blowout fight. But that just also like makes it seem more like it was on purpose.
Well, and I think too, like, again, someone's third time flying a plane. I don't know if I'd be doing it at 8:30 at night.
Yeah.
Okay. My other question is, and again, this is just all just because I watch way too many Datelines. I think where my mind is going with this now is like, obviously your uncle had all sorts of signs of depression and stuff. And like, I think my wife would be able to pick on if I was getting like suicidal, And then there's this life insurance for like $1 million. Do you think there's any way your aunt could have had an inkling of what was going on?
Like, you would hope that you would. Like, I feel like I definitely notice when my husband is acting out of sorts. Cause I mean, I think he's definitely struggled. So like I feel like the signs are there, but I just like the whole other life insurance plan, she didn't even know about. Like, he totally did it. And he was very controlling in the relationship too. He totally controlled their bank accounts and everything. So like the only way she found out about it was like the insurance called her and was like, hey, we're wanting to get like some info on like your premium or something. And she was like, wait, what? And they're like, yeah, he has this plan. And she's like, oh, well, he died. And they're like, oh, well, I guess we owe you money. And like, that's how she found out about it.
Oh shit. Okay. Cause I was thinking maybe like, she was like, listen, if you want to kill yourself, fine, but you better leave me some money. Like, I don't know.
No, right? I mean, I just didn't personally like him. So, like, I don't know how good their marriage was. But, I mean, she got married. She started dating about 6 months after he died and got married. Like, he died in the summer and she was married that March. So, it's like, that's really fast to me to be like, oh, I'm over it. And, like, she does not talk about him ever. She doesn't bring him up. She doesn't. I feel like if my husband died, like, I would definitely like still think about him, still like keep pictures of him, and like would definitely like mourn on that day of his death. But she doesn't do any of that.
Well, and I think too that like he died tragically. Like, it's not like,
yeah,
oh, he had cancer for like 3 years and towards the end, like, you know, she knew it was coming and she had,
yeah,
made peace with it. It's like he died tragically. And the other part of that too is like, to be honest, your aunt probably never had to work again a day in her life because of this man. Like, it almost seems like it'd be kind of a constant reminder every day of like, you know, I'm able to live this life because of this.
Yeah. No. And like, she money. Does like they vacation a lot. Like, all of her kids had college funds set up and like, I mean, she's constantly cruising. But what's weird is it's like with her new husband and like, he was driving his car at one point, her deceased husband's car. And like, I swear there was even like a situation, like my cousin blew up because he like had like on my uncle's shirt or something. Just like what the freak? Like, it just was really fast. And like, all of the family was like, what are you doing? Like, this is really fast. Like, I don't think you fully processed this. But I just think she was that kind of person who just needed, she kind of like becomes the relationship, if that makes any sense.
No, I get it. So it's
it seems, that.
It seems so weird to never like talk about him and stuff like that.
Oh yeah. I'm kind of an antagonist a little bit because I'm like I'll like bring up like situations that happened that was there for, and she just like, she'll tell the story as if he wasn't there.
Oh my God.
So I don't know if she like herself thinks that he did it and like on purpose and like left her behind and like has some resentment.
That is crazy. And it's, I mean, like I said, it's very sad to lose a family member to suicide, and that happens more often than people think. But it's that element of this homicide in there that's crazy. And did they do any sort of investigation? Like, was there any issues with the plane or?
No, there was no issues. And like, because they like looked at it, because they're like, well, why was he landing here? Like, did they run out of gas and it was like their only option? Or was he having like a meltdown and the other pilot was like, oh, well, like, so let's just hurry and land. But they're like, it just ruled as an accident.
Oh my God.
Like, maybe they lost control in landing. And then I just think about it all the time. I'll like call my mom and be like, let's talk about it. Like, I need to work through it.
Well, I get it though. Like, I grew up like hearing so much about like the JonBenet Ramsey case, especially at a young age. And it just has always stuck with me. And I like obsess over it. And yet I'm very, very detached from that situation. For you, like, you are very, very close to this. I understand how it eats away at you.
Cause I just wonder like, how would my cousin be like if it didn't happen? Cause she just struggles so much with like her identity and like her self-worth and like her relationships with her stepdad is horrible, like just absolutely horrible. And it's just really sad to like see how it affected her.
I think what seems really weird too is like if someone died in a car accident, I feel like they would run some sort of like toxicology to see like, were they drinking? Did they have like drugs in their system or anything like that, that would maybe help explain this? And it's like,
yeah,
I feel like at least from what you've told me, they didn't do that.
Well, I think they did. Like they found out that he was like on that, all that medication and stuff, but somehow like that, like, I mean, that's how we all found out that he lied on the test. Cause I mean, they're like, well, this isn't okay. But like somehow still it was like the previous flight experiences that he had, you think would like ring a bell. But I don't know if they're like, well, even if he did freak out, it was still an accident. He could have just had like a meltdown and it wasn't necessarily suicide. It was just a total freak out. But just everything else that happened with my aunt.
The present. I mean, the present being left is really weird. The letter being left is super weird. Like that stuff tells me. The life insurance
policy.
All that stuff is telling me like suicide. Again, like I said, I need to know how that bitch was sleeping in the back, because that is not ringing right with me.
Okay, I'm sorry that I referred to her as a bitch, but I'm not making an excuse for that. But I need to make a point here. Caitlin and I just got home from a 10-hour road trip, and she drove for maybe 45 minutes to an hour, and there was no way during that time that I was sleeping. I was awake the entire time, stressed out, thinking we were going to die. I could not imagine just kicking back snoozing on what is my spouse's third time flying a plane.
And it would make sense. Like, you know, you're in a plane crash. I'm sure there's, and like I said, if she was drugged and that's how she was asleep, I could understand not remembering. Like, I feel like she'd probably be like, well, my last memory was us like walking out to the plane and I can't remember anything after that.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, I mean, even like if you were asleep, I feel like I've been on a flight before. Like I know what it feels like to land a plane, and it's not like you're like, oh, that was really soft landing. But like, well, where it touched down and then shot back up and then like stalled and then came back down. Why wasn't she awake for that?
Yeah. And they say too, like when people are drunk and they get in car accidents or whatever, like they're usually the ones who live because their body is like completely like limp and they don't tense or anything like that. So like, is that how she survived? Because she was drugged. Again, I'm making all of this up and I'm making assumptions, but like I'm down for it. Like I'm like, absolutely. I'm buying this as truth now.
Yeah. Well, that's like, cause like I said, me and my mom talk about it. Cause I just bug the crap out of her all the time. Cause I'm like, we got to talk about it. Like I need something to talk about. And she like, I mean, she thinks that it was suicide and she knew him better than I did, you know?
And I think too, like, I mean, if it's only the guy's third time, like, flying the plane, he's probably not going to know how to do anything, but it would make sense too. Like if him and his wife were both drugged, like in my theory that I'm sticking to now, he wouldn't be able to like then grab the wheel or like punch your uncle and be like, what are you doing? Like you're trying to crash us and like trying to take over or something, you know, like there's no one fighting. So your uncle can just be like, perfect, here we go.
But I feel like if he was going to crash, like he would have just crash instead of like touching down and then.
But maybe because he knew like, oh, there's the people in the tower watching, like I need to make it look like we tried to touch down and then we couldn't and we lost control and that's why we crashed. And again, like you said, landing at that spot is, it's probably they're probably like, oh yeah, you know, he probably tried it, couldn't do it, and they crashed.
Yeah,
like, happens. I mean, all the time. That
there's been I was gonna say there's been multiple crashes there. And why, like, if it was suicide, why those other two people, you know?
Because apparently what he cared about was them getting the money.
Well, that's true. I mean, so just to, like, set his – because, I mean, obviously somebody had to drive the plane. Otherwise, he wouldn't have gotten his first life insurance plan, which was the $1 million one, was the big one that said that he could not be flying a plane when he died. Or
the one hang up that I have is that he can't be flying the plane. So it's like, also, let's talk to the insurance agent who sold him this. Did he ask questions like, what if I'm a flight instructor? Like,
yeah.
It does seem pretty ballsy if it says you can't be flying a plane to do this in a plane.
Yeah.
Like, well, I feel like I'd be like, let's figure out a different way. Let me just crash my car while driving.
Yeah. Well, I just feel like there's a lot of, lots of other ways that wouldn't have endangered two other people. So it's really dreary to think about.
I want to go back really quick, and I have a follow-up question. We kind of just touched down on this, but the loan sharks.
Yeah, so because his gambling addiction. So I don't know if that happened in Vegas. I don't know how loan sharks work. Like,
me either.
Is it like the mob? Like, they're going to come kill you if you don't pay them? I don't know, but she had to like pay off like a huge amount. Did he do it because he like had gotten into this debt and like didn't see a way out? And knew that like she'd have that money to pay it. I don't know too much about the loan shark thing because I don't know how they work. But if it's like the mob, I mean, that's pretty freaky.
Yeah, well, and also crazy too. Like, it must have been kind of scary because I wouldn't, if someone came to me and was like, hey, your husband owes me this much money, I'd be like, how do I know this?
Yeah.
How do I know you didn't just find out we had a big payout from an insurance and you're just trying to cut the money? Like, it must have been terrifying enough that she was willing to pay.
Yeah, because I'd be like, oh yeah, he's gone, so like his debt's not my debt, bye.
Is his mom still alive?
Yeah, she is, and she's actually pretty wealthy as well. And so like when my cousin got cut off, my aunt cut her off because she was just saying like horrible things. But I mean, I don't know who's really to blame in that situation because they're both adults. But she cut her off at like one point, so then she like went to that grandma and was like totally mooching off of her too.
I need to talk to this woman. I need to be like, listen, what the freak happened in Vegas? Because we feel like it's this missing piece. And also too, like, I feel like if it wasn't something,
it wouldn't be a big deal.
Yeah. There's a reason she's not talking.
There's nothing that outrageous that we're going to be like, well, he's gone. So like, that doesn't matter. Like he went to a strip club, like big whoop, like he's gone. And you know, she already knows about the gambling. So like what else could have happened?
I wonder if he almost like, how long was the Vegas trip before the accident?
My mom remembers like within like 3 or 4 months of the accident. So pretty soon before.
Yeah. I'm just like, I don't know. Did he tell his mom what he was going to do? Did he try to kill himself in Vegas? Like, and wait, when was the insurance policy bought?
Within 6 months of the accident.
Okay.
Which is also like when they were golfing and he was like, if anything ever happens to me, like your daughter's taken care of to my grandpa. Which is also like a really weird thing to say. Like if my husband ever said that to my dad, I think my dad would be like, oh my gosh, like we need to sit down because that's a really weird thing to say.
Yeah, I think I would immediately, like, if I don't have a child, but if my daughter's husband came to me and said this, I think I would call my daughter afterwards and be like, hey, weird conversation. Here's what your husband told me, and do you have any idea why? Like, it's the same thing. Like,
yeah.
Every time I watch Dateline, it's every single time they're like, well, you know, she told me if anything ever happens to me, it's John.
Yeah. Almost like a cry for like, hey, heads up. Yeah. Something's going to happen to me.
Oh my God.
I feel like I'm back in high school and in the middle of a dry humping session with my jeans on and getting just a massive pair of blue balls. Because that's it. That is all the information that we have. And it's like, no, we need more. And I mean, there is more. There's this woman who apparently slept through a plane crash, a nosedive plane crash. And I feel like she is the key to unlocking whatever else there is to know about this. But what you don't know from that interview is the woman who did the interview said to me, she was like, if anyone in my family knew I was doing this interview, they would kill me. because it's just like her family doesn't talk about it. So what's the likelihood that she's going to let me push and try and find this woman? Because I can find anybody, if we're being honest. But find her and try to ask her questions. She's not going to want me to do that. And frankly, I'm kind of a little bitch. I don't know if I would have the balls to go to somebody and say, hey, remember your ex-husband who died in that plane crash? I've got several questions for you. Starting with, were you drinking or eating anything that the pilot provided for you? No. I want to think that I would do that, but I really don't know if I would. But it's like, it's so frustrating. Because we can speculate, like I already did, all day long about what we think happened. And I mean, if we're honest, that present. I mean, the life insurance policy, the Vegas trip, the letter, like everything is so weird. But the present is really fucking weird to me. I don't know why. I just think the present is mind-blowing. But also, this was a young couple. Who is tired at 8:30 at night? A 20-year-old's energy level is the same as a coke addict. Like at 20 years old, you don't sleep. You just go through life and you close your eyes now and again. But this woman was so tired, she passed out flying in a tiny little jet. Like it wasn't like it was like, oh, what a smooth ride. Like those planes are terrifying. They're bumpy. Like you fart in that thing, everyone feels it, like turbulence. It's no, she was not asleep. She was drugged, allegedly, just in case anyone wants to try and sue me or anything like that. But man, I hope someday you guys will refresh your podcast app and there will be the pilot part two. And I will have spoken with this woman and I will have gotten her account of events and we will have some sort of actual closure. But for now, what I'm going to ask you guys to do is if you're not already in the Facebook group, go join it. There's a link in the show notes. If you are in it, great. I'm going to put a post up like I do every single week. And I need you guys to give me some insight. Maybe there's something that like, because you know when you're having a conversation with friends and you know you have that group think mentality and maybe we are missing something. Maybe you guys are like, maybe there's an explanation that we're just missing. Or maybe you just want to gossip like we did and just make shit up. I'm down for either one. I really don't care. I just, like this woman, she kept saying to me, she's like, I just needed to talk about this with someone. Now she has put this burden on me, and I feel like I need to talk about this with someone. Because it's weird. It's so fucking weird. And I'll tell you, my biggest hangup, you know, the present is like my most convincing part. But my biggest hangup is the fact that his life insurance policy said he couldn't be flying a plane. That's weird. Why would you even chance it? If your whole thing was, you know, about wanting to leave this money, why would you risk it? Because they could have said, oh, he was flying a plane. Unless he had talked to, you know, his insurance agent ahead of time and said, well, what if I was doing lessons and basically wrote this whole narrative out in his head? That is a really big thing for me. I'm now trying to convince myself that he didn't do this on purpose, but I wholeheartedly believe he did this on purpose. So I hope that I put this burden onto all of you guys and we can all talk about it forever to come. And that's it, man. Talk about just fucking blue balls. So in pure ace desperation, I'm going to wait, I need to say something. Something that happened last week. I found out that somebody left me a 4-star review and somebody else left me a 1-star review. They didn't write like reviews. They just did the rating. Guys, I'm fucking fragile as hell. Let's not do that. And some people wrote to me. They're like, oh, I'm sure it was their kids just playing on their phone. They didn't know what was happening. Fuck your kid, dude. Like, I am a 29-year-old male who cannot handle any sort of harshness. So, build me up. Leave a 5-star rating. Write a review because I apparently look for my self-worth from outside people that I do not know. Anyways, I will see all of you guys next week.
Everybody has a secret.